All right, let's take a segment. We wanted to get an update on the route. I just call it the Route 322 project, or I call it the new road from Bowlesburg to Potter's Mills, because we haven't had an update recently. And, of course, if you follow news, you know, last week, you know, about a week ago or so, there was another accident. And that kind of spurred me to reach out to say, hey, we haven't had an update on this lately. So let's welcome back to our show Eric Murniak from PennDOT, the Clearfield office. Eric, first off, good morning, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Let's start with just a general question. Where right now, sort of, where are things when it comes to the planning for this new road, Bowlesburg to Potter's Mills? What, like, maybe over the last couple of months, several months, what's been happening? What's going on?
We've been working on the draft EIS segment of the project, and that's basically the NEPA. So that portion allows us to get into our environmental permit. It takes about 2 years. And we're in the draft phase of that now, getting ready for a public meeting here coming up in May.
All right. Do you have any further details, like a date or a place or anything for that meeting?
No, we don't have all those details hashed out yet, but we should have them here shortly.
Okay. Now, the last time I checked, I mean, at one point there was a lot of proposals or a lot of routes. We're down to three. Has anything changed? I wouldn't think so, but has anything changed with those three? Is it the same three that people have seen like months ago?
There will be some refinements to those three alternatives based on comments and some environmental things from the last public meeting. But one of the things that we plan on doing at this next public meeting is showing everybody the recommended preferred alternative. We still have to carry three, but we're going to tell everybody what we think is going to be built.
So you think at this meeting you're going to pretty much divulge this is the one we're thinking about?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes, right. And there's specific language that we have to use based on guidelines from multiple regulatory agencies. So we just have to be careful how we say it, and that language we're working through right now.
Now, as best you can, now, God, we're on the radio here. The three routes are roughly really close to each other, and they're relatively close to the existing road. I mean, can you sort of describe these three routes?
Yeah. So all three of them are similar, well, almost exactly the same on the east side and the west side, because they're tying into the same point. It's just really the middle that changes, you know, and that's one of the reasons why we changed it to north, central, and south alternative, because in the middle of the project, one's north of, I'll say where like the Harley shop is, and one's in the central part of that, and one is south of it.
Give us the primary differences between the three routes is what? Does one or two of them affect currently existing property more than others, environment more than others, or are they pretty similar in terms of the impact in those regards or other considerations as well?
Well, and that's part of the hardest part about balancing all the resources on the project. So when you look at the three different ones, obviously the southern one goes up on the mountain, so there's going to be more forested impacts. And obviously the northern one, it goes through more farms. So it's really balancing all those impacts. And then the central one hits a little bit of everything. So it's tough to make the right call on all these alternatives without doing all your due diligence, and that's part of the reason why these types of projects take so long.
All right, Eric, the obvious question here at some point, how do you pick the winner? I mean, this isn't a vote or something. How does the winner eventually get chosen?
So, again, it's by balancing all the impacts and figuring out which one makes the most sense based on the resources. And the hard part about it is every resource, depending on which agency you work for, one resource is more important than the other. It just depends on who you work for. So yeah, Getting everybody on the regulatory side to agree what makes the most sense. And so it's really not a vote. It's a, hey, if we do this, can we get a permit? Because in the end, if we get to the record of decision next year and we can't get a permit, then we start over.
Okay, now explain that, Eric. You have to get a permit from whom? Who handles that?
Well, the permit really is from the federal side. It's the NEPA permit. But every agency that has anything to do with any environmental has a say in that, because they all have their specific areas that they look at.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of bureaucracy, Eric. And given all the news out of Washington in recent times, they can't seem to get their act together on a lot of things. That sounds like this is not going to be a fast process, yes?
No, the two-year time frame is driven by the federal government. So that they're the ones that limited it to 2 years. So one of the things that we talked about in the draft EIS phase right now is we have 2 years to get this done. So next July, we're going to be finalizing the EIS and putting in for our record of decision. So it should happen next year because, again, they're the driver.
Okay, now you say, okay, this is July of 2026, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
Not this July. All right. Because I think, again, God forbid, there was that accident last week and we're all thinking, oh, man, there's another one. You know, it's just like, I know that there's time involved here.
I just want to be clear, too. We're not talking about July of 2026 being when the project is completed. We're talking about the project will be prepared to move forward, right?
Yeah, the project will go from preliminary engineering to final design. And final design is where you're allowed to do the right-of-way acquisition and you're allowed to do utility relocations and start working on getting everything ready for a project.
Now, Eric, I think the last time we had you on, which was months ago, this is Scott. I've got some friends that own land in this stretch of ground. And whatever the final decision happens to be, I'm thinking the next day there's going to be a court challenge of some kind. Someone's going to sue or someone. I assume you folks are ready for that or expecting that or maybe not. I'm thinking that's almost inevitable.
Well, yeah, and I think everybody expects that in these types of projects, and that's part of the reason why they take so long is because you have to make sure that you're checking all the boxes. You don't want to miss a step, and you don't want to miss an important part that's going to come back later and stall your project.
Yeah. Well, let's back up again. Once this eventually gets going, you know, earth movers are out there and they're starting to work, how long is this going to take?
We didn't even get to the point where we're looking at the duration of the construction schedule, but I'm assuming it's probably going to be a good 4 or 5 year project. I mean, the high speed interchange is 5 years right now. It's not going to end until 2030.
Okay. Ugh. Once again, all three of these routes are roughly around where the current road is. Okay. So once work eventually begins, will this affect the current road? In other words, at some point in the future, should we expect detours or should we expect, you know, you're going to have to, you know, go through 45 to Old Fort or something like that? Or will somehow the existing road somehow be left alone while this work is happening kind of around it?
Yeah, we're going to have to work around it. There's too much traffic to do a long-term detour on the 45. I'm sure there'll be times where we have to do short-term detours. If you're setting the beams over a road, you don't want traffic under it.
Yeah.
So there will be some operations, but there won't be a long-term detour because, again, there's just too much traffic to move elsewhere.
How much is this expected project supposed to be?
I think last time, at the last public meeting, we said around $700 million-ish.
Okay, that sounds like Beaver Stadium is $700 million. That's a popular number these days, $700 million. Okay, is there any issue? I mean, is the money put away, or is there any issues with the funding for this project? And again, I'm only thinking about the craziness in Washington right now, budget cutting, boom, boom, boom. Or is it all good to go, or could something happen at some point down the line to, I don't know, cause a slowdown?
Currently, we don't have any federal funding in the project. It's all being funded with state funds. So at this point in time, we have the funds to get through the rest of preliminary engineering. We're working on setting up final design funding, and then we'll start programming construction costs. But at this point in time, we're not anticipating federal funds. Although we'd like federal funds, we're not progressing the project assuming that we have federal funds.
Eric, I guess I'm surprised because this is U.S. Route 322. So I figured that somehow Washington's kicking in some kind of money. They're not kicking in anything?
Not yet. Again, we'll certainly look at getting some money from the feds, but at this point in time, it's 100% state.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier there's going to be a public meeting sometime in May. Now,
I will say early May. Sorry not to cut you off.
Early May. So maybe in like 4 or 5 weeks. Well, not 4 weeks. We're not in April yet. Now, I went to the one at Mount Nittany Middle School where there was all these diagrams and experts and people talking. Is that what this public meeting, is it going to be like that, or is this going to be some kind of a sit-down meeting?
No, it's going to be similar to the last meeting. We're going to go out and we're going to just show everyone the refined alternatives. We're going to show everyone what our recommended preferred alternative is and then what we've done since the last public meeting.
Is there any chance this could change? And I only say that because I remember after that meeting, some people were saying, hey, what about doing a route this way, you know, like up on the hillside and stuff like that. Is these last three, these are the three. There isn't any possibility of some other route kind of popping out of nowhere.
Not at this time.
Okay. Because I remember, what was it called, the Route 45 connector, which was supposed to come off one of these roads and go to 45, that sort of popped out of nowhere. Now, I believe, Eric, that's totally gone, right? That connector idea is gone.
Yeah, we removed the connector from the project, and we actually started a study on 45 to see what we can do on that road specifically.
Such as what?
Safety improvements. You basically do a bunch of traffic counts, look at roadway geometry and see if there's anything we can improve on 45.
Okay. Because I'll be honest, Eric, this is Scott again. When I saw that connector idea, I'm like, what the heck is that? If somebody wants to get on 45, they drive to Bowlesburg, you turn right, you get on 45. I didn't understand the thinking behind the connector, and it just sort of popped out of nowhere, like, here it is.
Well, you were almost right. Go down to Bowlesburg and turn left onto 45.
Well, if
you got that
if you're
up.
Coming from the other direction, smart guy, all right, whatever. That's why I asked the question, is there a possibility that some new something could pop out of nowhere as you guys continue your work?
No, not like that. That off there. There was a lot of contention around that 45 connector and the midpoint interchange, so we removed it from the project last spring, and it's not going to come back on.
Okay, all right. All right, well, then we will wait for this public meeting in early May, I expect the attendance will be quite high at that particular event.
I suspect you're right.
All right. So, Eric, we appreciate your time this morning, and thank you very much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much. Appreciate the update.
So, again, we just wanted to get an update because, again, last week, and we're all thinking it. So we wanted to get an update. So, again, this is, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks. As soon as we get some details, obviously we'll pass them along, and then we'll see what happens with the project at that point. So, Eric, again, thank you very much.